In southern Arizona, a month-long volunteer effort to monitor the Mexican border is wrapping up. It's known as the Minuteman Project, and it's won praise from some people. California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said the Minutemen have done a terrific job. Others have denounced the group. President Bush called them vigilantes. NPR's Ted Robbins has this report on what was actually accomplished in April.
Even in its last days, people arrived in southern Arizona to put in some time as Minutemen, civilian border guards. Outside the Palominas Trading Post, team leader Don Woolley gave an orientation to about a dozen new recruits.
Okay, the cell phone is your primary communication with the Border Patrol. I'll give you two phone numbers you'll need for them.
The volunteers then caravan to the border to join monitors already there. They watch and wait in mostly uneventful round-the-clock shifts. Meanwhile, Minutemen leaders Chris Simcox and Jim Gilchrist flew to Washington to protest what they say is a lack of immigration enforcement by the Bush administration and to be congratulated by sympathetic members of Congress. Surrounded by media and enthusiastic supporters at the Capitol, Simcox said the project showed Americans that illegal immigration is, quote, out of control.
We've also, with a group of just over 1,200 volunteers, have proven, without a doubt, what we knew. If you create a presence on the border, people don't cross.
That figure of 1,200 volunteers has not been verified. The Minutemen won't release their list of names, citing privacy concerns. But the Minutemen outposts were verifiable. A drive along Borderline Road showed Minutemen stationed every couple of hundred yards for about 2 miles. Combined with another 2 mile stretch of border, they monitored 4 miles out of nearly 400 miles of border in Arizona. Border Patrol agent Andrea Zortman says apprehensions were down along these sections by more than 50% compared with last April, but she's not giving the Minutemen credit.
It's definitely not attributed to any civilians on the border at all. What it is attributed to is last March 2004, we began the Arizona Border Control Initiative Phase 1. And with that, we brought in additional agents, additional vehicles, assets, infrastructure, technology, and whatnot.
The Mexican government also sent its own military to the area to discourage people from crossing there and causing potential confrontations. And in past years, border traffic has shifted in April to the desert west of where the Minutemen were stationed. Statistics show this April that happened again. Even if the impact of the Minutemen on the ground is debatable, the impact in the media is not. The project got worldwide attention, which was one of its aims. But Ray Borain, the mayor of Douglas, says he's seen countless similar events over the years that had no lasting effect.
We've had every congressman imaginable and every heavy hitter from Washington come through here and do a dog and pony show, and they get the media blitz. And you know what? It won't be 2-3 weeks, and it'll all be on the back burner again, and nothing will happen because it's so political with the industries that hire these people.
The Minutemen say they'll now expand to investigate and picket U.S. businesses that hire illegal immigrants, and to recruit volunteers to monitor the entire U.S.-Mexico border from California through Texas.
As long as you've got your camera on, you're in the spot.
Back on the ground in Arizona, team leader Don Woolley tells the new recruits that monitoring even a tiny fraction of the border is tough.
We're like a rock in the middle of the stream. The illegals are just flowing around us. They're coming around on both of our flanks on both locations.
Chris Simcox now claims some 15,000 volunteers from across the country. He says if the federal government won't shut the border, Minutemen volunteers will keep trying to do it themselves. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Tucson.